It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is working with tech companies on an app that can track exposure to COVID-19. When someone is diagnosed with the infection, they enter a code in the app. Anyone they had been close to who also has the app will receive a notification that they were exposed. State officials say individuals' information will be protected and inaccessible even to hackers. Sarah Thunberg leads the state's coronavirus innovation response team.
This is a completely anonymized service that contains no personal health information.
The state hopes to begin rolling out the app by the end of the month. The pandemic had shut down many high school sports in Colorado, but school officials are reconsidering their decision that prevents fall outdoor sports like football from taking place during the pandemic. Governor Polis says he will support the Colorado High School Activities Association if they move to allow sports.
The answer from my perspective is absolutely. If there's schools and districts that are ready to move forward with fall football and can implement that quickly, we want to encourage CHAZA to allow for that.
The association says teams that decide to play must comply with state safety guidelines. Some fall sports, like cross country and softball, have started with major modifications. Jefferson County Public Schools and the union that represents its bus drivers and other support workers are at odds over a contract agreement. The union is asking for what it calls a living wage. The district has proposed a pay freeze, but bus assistant Karen O'Connor, who has a lung condition, is worried if she gets COVID-19.
I would not be able to afford any medical treatment. I just want to make enough money to save my own life if I do get sick from COVID.
The union is waiting for another proposal from the district. The district says it will continue wage negotiations this week or next. Rain and snow continue across Colorado for another day or two. Highs will be in the 40s today around Denver. This is CPR News.